share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Weddings are a special occasion for couples as it is a representation of their love and commitment towards each other. Most people would choose to have wedding banquets to celebrate their joyous occasion with their friends and family. Unfortunately for this family, what was supposed to be a joyous occasion has instead turned sour. Recently, a girl sent in a confession via Twitter to a TWT Malay wedding, complaining about her brother. In her confession, she said, "I feel bad for doxing my brother out, but I really can't take it anymore. My brother has just gotten married early this year. Before they got married, my parents have never met the girl, and after their wedding banquet, my brother has been very lazy." He owns a small eatery shop and rarely goes to the shop to work. He also doesn't take care of the necessities in the eatery, always forgetting to purchase essential items for his shop. When they were planning the wedding, the bride's mum mentioned that they will not be inviting any guests from their side, as they didn't want their relatives and friends to know that she has divorced her first husband. "We were weirded out with the arrangements made but went ahead anyway as we wanted this to be a joyous occasion," she added. "My parents started inviting some of their friends and the total number of people invited was about 1,000 people." When there was still 2 weeks left, my mum was getting worried as he has not paid for the banquet. She started asking my brother about it and my brother told her that he didn't have any money. The sister said that she wanted to just cancel the banquet but their mother was hesitant as they've already invited all their guests and the invitation cards were sent out. "My parents had no choice but to borrow money from loan sharks." She said that they currently owe Erm 20,000. And what breaks her heart even further is knowing that their parents are only factory workers and that they have another 2 years left to work until they hit their retirement age. How are they going to pay the amount back? "My brother only paid Erm 7,000 for the bridal bed and wedding gown, suit. During the banquet, my mum was only happy because she gets to see all my other siblings. But I've seen her walking into her room and she would cry as she thinks about the unsettled bills." She confessed. After the banquet, we found out that my brother and his wife went for a honeymoon at Sabah. We were shocked because he said he didn't have money for the wedding, but here he is going on a honeymoon with his wife. "All my siblings are married and they don't stay with my parents and I," she explained. "I'm the youngest in the family and have no choice but to bear the responsibility of taking care of my parents. The salary I get is all used up to cover household expenses and my savings are gone as I have to help my parents repay the loan sharks." She also said that she has spoken to her family a few times about her intention to get married but they wouldn't allow her to because once she gets married, nobody will take care of her parents. What would you have done if you were in this position? Also read. Woman resigns from job after finding out only 1 out of 70 colleagues she invited attended her wedding. Source. Pexels source. Twitter source. Twitter source. Twitter source. Twitter. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.